Everyone could use a fairy godmother these days, but as they seem to be in short supply, especially for education, some Haiku Elementary school parents did the next best thing. They formed a foundation. It's not a new idea. There are several schools funded by foundations, founded by parents and community members. Still, all this is very new for a little school in sore need of class space, a multi-purpose building, and some general sprucing up. Jennifer Oberg is spearheading the public-private partnership to help pay for it. She's traveling on the mainland, and she's on the phone with us from Austin, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. How are you today?
Doing okay. So you're there where the president is, eh?
Well, I haven't seen him yet, but yeah, I understand he's here.
Now, you have a little school that's been doing its best to accommodate an ever-growing population, a school that was built for maybe 400 kids. Now you're topping 500, and next year we'll go well over that. When did you decide that the foundation route was the way to go?
Well, last year we had some people in the community come to us to see if they could do something to help us out. And as we talked further with them about all the needs and what we had going on, it really became apparent that it was much bigger than just a few people making donations, that the school was just terribly overcrowded. And we started looking at what other schools were doing on Maui, such as Lahaina Luna and Baldwin High School, and there was these foundations that were being started. And we thought maybe we would take a look at that and see if that was something we should do. So some of the community members and a few parents, the principal, and some other great folks who have been in administrative positions in the DOE joined with us to start this foundation to see if we could raise some funds to help our facilities needs in particular. So
when you're raising the funds for this, though, through the foundation, how have you structured it for specific projects or just in general, and then you'll begin to create programs from the overall foundation?
Well, the way it's structured right now is we're starting by just doing some basic facility improvements at the campus. Like you mentioned, our campus is for 400 students, and we have 500, and we're just completely running out of room. And so we're starting off with some basic facility improvements, like putting some new carpeting in the library and paint and things like that. But what we really need, though, is more space. So we're hoping that our foundation, one of our plans is to work with the Department of Education to come up with a master plan, which is created by people who know how to put that thing together and looking at the entire campus, all of the space, and then creating a master plan to figure out where another building would be best placed and what the needs are and moving forward with that. So we'll start with some paint and landscaping, but we want to get into bigger projects.
But that's not going to do you, but Jennifer, that's not going to do you a whole lot of good next year when you have 25 or 40 new kids come in. And obviously you'll have some who will outplace, but because everyone wants to move in, it seems to be at Haiku Elementary School, that you're going to be facing the problem of being oh so popular.
Yes. The reason I think that we are a place that people want to come to has a lot to do with our principal, Bernice Takahata. She is a really wonderful person who really supports her staff and has supported the school for the past 9 years and with all kinds of resources.
But what are you going to do?
That and they want to come to the school.
Right, but what are you going to do about getting resources in the short term? Because, you know, paint is nice and carpet's nice, mm-hmm. but if you're really running out of space at the level that you just talked about, what are you going to do with all these kids while this master plan may take a while to get off the ground, let alone when it starts to come back and turn into real construction? What are you guys going to do? Is there any help that the foundation can give you in short term?
Well, right now, what the foundation needs to do is mainly work with the DOE to try to get a couple portable classroom buildings into the campus as soon as possible. The foundation does want to raise money to help this also, but also the foundation wants to also put the placement back on the DOE to do what they should do as far as providing classrooms. The foundation is interested in providing space for enrichment programs and an enrichment building, but it's really the responsibility of the DOE to come through with those classrooms. I can tell you that this coming year we're going to lose our special education classroom. And, you know, if the foundation can pull together the funds to put in a some sort of temporary building, then we'll do that. But at the same time, there's the pressure on the DOE to come up with that portable classroom. And fortunately, you know, we are getting some attention from the state. Our Senator Kalani English knows what we're up to, and he's called and asked what can we do to help. And we said we need a couple portables as soon as possible. I don't know if we'll get them this year, but maybe next year. So it is a combination of what we can do in our way as a foundation and then working hand-in-hand with the DOE to
meanwhile
make them step up to the plate. And
yeah, it seems like that you're getting them in some ways to step up to the plate, but you know how quickly they're going to step up is kind of the issue if you've got a lot of kids. And don't you have, you know, 70 to 100 kids who have special needs, and you're losing your special education classroom? You need additional classrooms just to take in the inflow of new kids. What are you guys going to do if you don't really get those portables?
What will happen at the school for this coming year is that the special ed kids that are losing their classroom will have to be mainstreamed into the regular education classrooms. Now, we have some of our dear students who it's very hard for them to be in a regular education classroom. So what will happen is they will end up probably spending time in the special education teachers' offices. And that's where they will be, you know, and we'll just do the best we can with the space we have. If the foundation can throw together a small building, something like a 20 by 14 little room where they can come and you know, have their sensory time and that sort of thing in this room, we'll try to do that over the summer. But I really do wish that the Department of Education would get on the fast track over the summer and get us a portable right away for this fall, which we so desperately need for our special education students. That's such a priority. And, I mean, if they can't and it's going to come next fall, then we'll just make do as best we can. The teachers are prepared to handle this if they need to.
But Jennifer, if that happens, though, that's still potentially going to be a year lost in the life of a special needs student, and we all those students, if there's really no place for them to go, which doesn't say much about the quality of education that they may be getting over this next year. You're going to have to keep us posted because we have to go for the moment, but we wish you all the best and hope that they do get on the fast track and you get your portable.
All right. Thank you so much.
Jennifer Oberg is the president of the New Ha'iku Elementary School Foundation on Maui. She also works at the school's Parent Community Networking Center when she's not making custom wedding gowns. Both of her children have attended Ha'iku School, and more about the foundation to capitalize campus growth and improvement is on our website.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. It's